Welcome to the 25th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. So this episode is like sort of a mini milestone. We are officially a quarter of the way to episode 100. I'm not going to be doing anything too special for this episode, but I'll probably do something cool for episode 50. Be sure to let me know what some ideas that I should do for episode 50. But today I'm going to be ranking my top 10 favorite skins. So as you guys probably know, when I do a top 10 ranking, it normally means that I have some episode that's taking longer than a day planned. And this is true once again. I'm going to be doing a collaboration with Masquerade and Questing Night on Masquerade's podcast, the Weekly Brawl Rankings, tomorrow. So he sent me a screenshot of some topics that we're going to cover, so I'm going to be writing down some answers for some of the questions, so I'm prepared. So, yeah, that's why I'm going to be doing a shorter episode today, so I can get all of that out of the way. And, yeah, also, I'm going to be trying putting the advertisements right after the intro. Be sure to let me know if you prefer them at the beginning of the episode or right after the segment. So yeah, that's pretty much all I need to cover for the episode, so let's get right into it after a short break. Alright, so a quick note before I actually go into the top 10. I'm not going to be ranking any of the, like, New Year skins and the ones that you can't get anymore, like the Christmas ones and stuff. I'm just going to be ranking the skins that you can get in the game right now. So yeah, just thought I'd mention that before we get into it. So coming in at number 10 is going to be Shark Leon. So Shark Leon is one of the newest skins in the game, came out in the last update, and it is available for 80 gems. So I personally do not have this skin yet, but it's pretty cool. It's basically like Leon in his hoodie, except it's like a shark outfit, so it's pretty funny to look at, and it's definitely a nice break from that green that you always see when you're playing with Leon. It's kind of nice to just switch over to a nice blue shark hoodie. I just find it really funny, and it's a nice color change. So at number 9 is going to be Summer Jessie. So today I actually used up my gems to get Summer Jessie and Beach Brock. So I do have Summer Jessie. And it was a pretty good deal. It was like 79 gems for both of them. Would normally be like 160 or something. So I think it was a pretty solid deal. It might still be in the shop depending on when you're listening to this. But normally Summer Jessie is available for 80 gems. And also in the newest update, they kind of made the skin better. So now Summer Jessie's normal attack, it shoots out sort of like a water blast instead of a shock ball. I guess this kind of makes sense because, like, it didn't make much sense for Summer Jessie to be shooting out, like, balls of energy. So I like this new change with the water ball. And, like, I think that this is definitely a reason why it made it onto the list. So, yeah, Summer Jessie, a really cool skin. I like the changes they made there. Oh, yeah, also another thing is I find her turret, which is now a duck with this skin, to be pretty funny. I'm not completely sure why. It's kind of funny how, like, a duck can be very strong and annoying. So, coming in at number 8 is going to be Spicy Mike. So, this is, I don't have the skin, but this is the Dynamite skin that is available in the shop for 150 gems. And it's Dynamite, where he's kind of in a chef outfit, and his basic attack, he throws out 2 peppers, I believe they are, so it's a lot, like, cooler than just throwing out Dynamite, and I like the peppers, it's, like, a nice touch, and then his super is, like, a bowl of whatever he's cooking, so, yeah, the animations on this look really good, and Spicy Mike is definitely a really nice change from the normal one because it's like a white chef's costume Like, it's all white and stuff, and I feel like the normal Dynamite is kind of just blue. So, yeah, this is a nice update. So, coming in at number seven is gonna be Caveman Frank. So, I think that this is probably like my main number one unpopular opinion on this list. Most of you guys probably don't like Caveman Frank or didn't even know he existed because he's kind of a random skin, but I don't know what it is about this, but I just find it hilarious. He like throws a bow in it and stuff. It's just really funny in my opinion. I'm guessing most of you guys probably disagree with me, but I just think he's like the funniest character in the game. And like I kind of just had to put it on the list. So coming in sixth place is gonna be Golden Barley. So Golden Barley is just like the normal version of Barley, except he is golden. He has like a purple outfit. And I don't know what about it, like the skin is so nice. It just looks really clean and I like it more than the wizard one. I'm not completely sure why, but it's also really affordable. It's only 30 gems, so I personally don't have it, but it's on my list for skins that I'll get at some point. I'm assuming a decent amount of you guys have it just because of how cheap it is, and it's one of the best skins in the game, in my opinion, for its price. Just really nice, good reskin, a lot better than like White Crow, who is worth 50 more gems and a lot worse. So, yeah, Golden Barley, arguably the best budget skin in the game. So, coming in at number five is gonna specifically be Light Mecha Bow. So, this one is available in the shop for 10,000 star points. So, you could get it completely for free. And I believe I saw like some Reddit post a little bit ago that like was saying that this skin is worth around 600 something gems because like one mega box is worth 80 and you can get a mega box for 1,500 star points, and this is 10,000 star points. It's kind of late, so I'm too lazy to do the math, but I'm assuming it's a decent amount of gems if you're to convert it, but it's pretty nice because you can get it completely for free. And I'm only specifically gonna be talking about the Light Mecha Bow because I find the orange one that you can get for 300 gems to be really ugly. I just don't like the color scheme on it. I'm not completely sure why. It just doesn't look that good. And I think that the Light Mecha Bow just looks a lot better. And it's a nice change. Like, he becomes like a robot. So, yeah, this is definitely a top five skin in the game, in my opinion. So, coming in at number four is going to be Loaded Rico. So, I actually have the skin as well. I got it on sale for 39 gems or something crazy like that. So, it was a really good deal. And also, it's one of my favorite skins in the game. So, I kind of had to get it. But this one is pretty cool. It's like not really that much like Rico at all. He gets like a crown and a complete like color change, and also he shoots out, I'm not completely sure what it is, like kind of like gems or something. But yeah, they're definitely different than Rico's normal attack, and they look pretty cool. I don't know what they are, but they're some sort of like gem ball things, which look pretty sweet. And also recently they just updated the skin's animation. So now like Rico, like he kind of like takes off his crown, like bows and something like that when like you select him. So it's just a really nice change. I find it very cool how like they just specifically made an animation for the skin, and yeah, the skin just looks really sick. And yeah, definitely top five best skin. So coming in at number three is gonna be the oldest 300 gem skin, Phoenix Crow. So Crow is my favorite brawler, and this skin just looks really good. He becomes basically like a phoenix, not a crow anymore, and they changed a lot of stuff about it. So first of all, he gets a different lobby animation. It's kind of hard to explain what it does, but it's different. And also, one of the coolest things is instead of poisoning the brawler, where like they will flash green whenever they get poisoned. Phoenix Crow actually sets them on fire, so like they will flash red every second while they're burning. So this is like a really cool change. And also, when he jumps, like a bunch of like what are they called? Like sparks or something appear on your screen, and then he just lands and all of those flaming daggers just go all the way around, and it just looks super cool. Definitely the best 300 gem skin in my opinion. And yeah, I don't have this one, but I wish I did. So coming in at number two, this one might be a surprise for you guys, mainly because they're not number one. It is going to be Mecha Crow. So I'm going to be counting all three of the mechas because they'd all be on the top 10, and that would kind of just be like a really quick podcast if it was basically the same reason for all three. So I decided to bunch them all up. My favorite is probably the gold one. Obviously, it's just like the biggest flex in the game, costs 50,000 star points. So pretty much no one has it. Like three people in the world have this skin. My second favorite is Night Mecha Crow for 10,000. I actually have this one. I'm definitely always rocking it over the default Crow. And yeah, it just looks really sweet. He becomes a robot. Like, he electrocutes them instead of poisons them, which is also really sick. And then also, there's the blue one that you can buy for 300 gems. I don't have this one, but I mean, it looks cool just like both of the others, but I'm not the biggest fan of the blue color scheme on Crow, which is why it's my third favorite of the mechas, but it's definitely still really sweet. So number one on the list, this one might be a pretty big surprise to you. Some of you might not, but it is going to be Top Hat Mortis. So this is one of the very few free skins in the game. It comes right when you unlock Mortis. And there's just like one main reason why I like the skin so much. So you have the normal Mortis that you get. It like selected automatically. And it's him with where his like hair is showing and it's purple. And he just really looks ugly and not intimidating at all. And then all of a sudden when you go over and you select Top Hat Mortis, he just looks like 1,000 times better. It was just super sweet. Has to be the best skin in the game. I feel like pretty much everyone, they might have not, like, thought about it, but I'm assuming a decent amount of people will agree with me. Like, how many of you actually use the normal Mortis? I'm guessing barely any of you guys. Like, why would you use normal Mortis if you could use the best skin in the game, which is free as well? So, yeah, just because it's free, it looks way better. Just has to be number one spot on the list. So yeah, that is going to be all for my top 10 favorite skins, and yeah, that's pretty much all for the ranking. Alright, so before we wrap things up, I do have one new 5-star review, so let me quickly pull it up. Alright, so this is from their name is the white circle emoji, the red circle emoji, and then the person with sunglasses emoji, and they say, "This podcast is fire. This podcast is legit. My scores are fire since I started listening." So I do kind of have a little hunch of who this is. I'll have to ask them if they're the one that left this in the morning. But yeah, I have a good feeling that I know who this is. Their name kind of gave it away. But yeah, thank you for leaving a 5-star review. If you want to get shouted out on the next episode of the podcast, be sure to leave a 5-star review and I'll read it on the next episode. So yeah, like I said, pretty short episode today, just because I'm working on another podcast and I didn't want to be up crazy late tonight. So tomorrow I'll try and make a pretty long one. I'm not sure what it will be yet. Maybe it'll be another brawler breakdown. I might do another ranking. Or I'm thinking, so as you guys know, I'm in the club Mercury, and we have like 5 other clubs that all have over 500,000 trophies. And the leader has done like the same thing with a different club. So I'm thinking about maybe asking him if I can do an interview on how to build up a good, successful club on Discord. So yeah, let me know if you'd like to see me do that podcast. I think that could be a pretty cool idea, and if some of you guys reach out and let me know that you want me to do it, I'll try my best to make it happen. So yeah, I might do that, might do a brawler breakdown, maybe I'll do a full brawler ranking, really kind of depends. So yeah, that's going to be all for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.